Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The third, the final, the best, the money hour of the Rob Brown Show is on your radio right now. This is ESPN Upstate. How's it going? Great to be with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. My name is Rob Brown, obviously. Back at the controls, my co-host, executive producer, the myth, the man, the legend, the great one, Lonzo, along for the ride today. And yes, Zoe, I do expect you to read that text on air.
I didn't get it.
What?
So maybe someone had a meeting or something right at that point, or they're just completely shocked.
Do you want to tell what text I'm talking about that hasn't come in yet?
Well, that would encourage said text
That's
to
true.
Come in.
And That's
I
true.
Don't, so I have no problem with my wife, I know, is listening to the show, and a promo just played that is pretty embarrassing. And I thought, and I looked up and I saw it was about to play, and I commented to Rob, you know, I know my wife's listening. I probably don't want to deal with what I'll have to deal with when I get home. Because I've been known to say things on the radio that caused me to get in trouble at home. I mean, you know, nothing too bad more than a bad look and a explain yourself. Maybe at this point after 20-something years in radio, it's hard for me to shock her. But, you know, that one might have done that. And I thought about moving it, which I could do. But then Rob kind of dared me to leave it there, so I did.
I didn't. So we were having a conversation during the last break, where Zoe, I asked Lonzo basically, has there been a point in time where you have changed the way that you broadcast, changed the way that you talk on air, in order to prevent conflict with your significant other? And, so how long you been married, Mal?
Just celebrated a couple months ago our 28th anniversary.
Nice. What day is your anniversary?
December 6th.
See, that was me trying to get you in trouble for fun. But good for you.
It's kind of a trick question. I'll explain it to you later.
Gotcha. 10-4. So, in the past, and I'm a little more mellow now than I was back in my more formidable days. I'm not as good once, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Thanks,
back in the day,
Goldberg.
Yeah. show me some respect, Zoe. That's a terrible Goldberg. Anyway,
yeah, it sounded a lot like Hulk Hogan.
It really did. It really did.
Without the brother, yeah.
Back in my 20s, in my more formidable days, I was a little more, shall we say, bachelor-esque than I am now in the way that I broadcasted. And then obviously any time that I would get into a relationship, one of two things would have to happen. Either I would A, have to change the way that I would broadcast and go, oh, you know what, I don't need to talk about that stuff anymore because I'm in a relationship. Or I would have to have a talk with the young lady in question and say, look, just so you know, when I'm on the air, I'm kind of your classic traditional mid-20s bachelor who talks about women and drinking, etc. It is what it is. If that's not okay with you, we'll have to talk about boundaries and all that, because I am full of respect, if nothing else. And then over the years, As I've gotten older, I've kind of gotten away from that, mainly because I just don't have the stamina anymore to be that guy. But I've been in relationships where they go, no, I can't hear you. I can't put up with that. And I've said, okay, well, either don't listen to the show, or I would just change it. That's kind of the way it went. Then Zoe told me that the wife was listening and has in the past had conversations with him about things he's talked about on air. So I asked him if he's changed anything. And that's why, you know, going back to the conversation we had in the last hour, we were talking about some of our favorite broadcasters. And one of my long-term beliefs, Lonzo, and I think you can attest to this as well, is that the single, like, the best radio guys, specifically in play-by-play, but to me in talk radio as well, the best broadcasters are the ones who are unequivocally themselves, right? They don't necessarily create a caricature of themselves. They just are themselves on the radio. That's what I strive to be. The dude that you're talking to now on the show, or listening to talk on the show now, is the same dude that you're going to meet if we were to meet up in a bar and watch a football game drinking bourbon one night. It's the same cat. That's just who I am. And the best radio person, and I'll tell you, Zoe's the same way. Lonzo is who Lonzo is on the air and off of it. And I think that's where that dynamic comes from as well. And I think that's where the appreciation comes from.
The one difference I would say is if I've said this many times, if you meet me out, I am extremely shy. You wouldn't. I just am to a point of nervousness. So if I meet you out the first time, it's probably going to be, hey, nice to meet you kind of thing, and then a lot of awkwardness. But if I meet you a second time, it's probably going to be a little more about what you're hearing here. And I don't want to be fake. I mean, my time on the radio is the few times where I'm actually myself and not worried about anything. Because I think the more genuine you are, the more entertaining it is. So either love me or hate me, that's fine. But it takes some getting used to, and not everyone thinks about this. It takes some getting used to being recognized, especially if you're in your position. You're very outgoing, so it's no big deal to you. But to me, I have to go into work mode to handle it, because people back in high school cannot believe that I'm on the radio. Because if I had to go in front of the class, I took a zero. So I'd hold the okay sign, which you can't do anymore, but I would hold the okay sign up as a zero and say, nope, not going up there.
I see, it's funny, and people don't believe this about me when I tell them. I have a really difficult time meeting new people, right? Like if I've been full on business mode, I have to convince myself, you are only going to advance in your career if you walk up and say hello and meet this individual. I have never been the dude that approaches women in a bar, because I'm terrible at it, man. I don't know why I clench up. Now, if you come up to me and introduce yourself to me, totally fine. Like, we've been buddies for years, whoever you are. But I have a hard time meeting people, introducing myself to people, I guess is the right way to put that. After that, I'm totally fine. As far as broadcasters being themselves, I played you a Larry Munson clip, the old Georgia Bulldogs play-by-play guy earlier. I pulled up another one. We had a texter that wrote in earlier and brought up this call that I had completely forgotten about. If you enjoyed Larry Munson on the Lindsey Scott call, where he described not just breaking the chair, but actually described the chair in detail, started to, oh, you can imagine what's going to happen on Jekyll Island with these dog people. They've got those condominiums for 4 days. There's going to be some property destroyed tonight. It's a great call. This might be my favorite Larry Munson call of all time. Listen to this. This isn't a dude who is just being unapologetically himself on a play-by-play call. Check out this great call from Lindsey Scott.
We come for the huddle on the 10. Got 10 seconds. We're on their 6. Michael Johnson turned around, asked the bench something. And now Green makes him line up on the right. The slot, we have 3 receivers. Tennessee playing what amounts to a 4-4 fake. And there's an idea! Touchdown, my God, a touchdown! We threw it to Haynes! We just stepped up a 5-second slip! My God almighty, did you see what he did? David Green just straightened up and we snuck the fullback over. Haynes is keeping the ball. Haynes has come running all the way across to the bench. We just dumped it over. It's 26-24. We just stepped on their face with a hobnailed boot and broke their nose. We just crushed their face.
We just stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose. We just crushed their face. End quote. Tell me there's a better touchdown call in history than that, Lonzo.
That is awesome, but I wonder how many people out there actually know what a hobnail boot is.
I just realized that I actually don't. I don't know what a hobnail boot is.
I believe
what is a hobnail boot?
Well, I'll have to look it up, but I believe it's a boot with the thing sticking up, like I think what Kofi wears. Possibly.
It is. It is a a hobnail boot. In fact, I'm going to go to the Wikipedia page because there's a Wikipedia page for everything. A hobnail is a short nail with a thick head used to increase the durability of boot soles. They usually end up creating a little spike that pops out the bottom of the shoe that can be used for traction on slippery surfaces. They also prevent the total contact of boot sole to foot to ground, so they don't wear out the soles of your boot as fast, which obviously would make them much more painful.
Ow.
To have your face stepped yeah. on, according to
what they
Larry
look like
Munson.
To me. I'm looking up a hobnail boot, and it looks a lot like track shoes. On the bottom. Have you ever seen track shoes on the bottom? They're small spikes.
Yeah, they got those tiny little spikes sticking out.
Which
yeah.
I've been stepped on by track shoes and cleats. Track shoes hurt more because they puncture right away. You know, you can take a cleat and not get puncturing with track shoes. They're pretty pointy like the hobnail. We've learned something today. I mean, ow.
Larry Munson. If that wasn't, maybe not the best, but the most genuine touchdown call of all time, I don't know what would be. I don't know what it would be, to tell you the truth. Text line, my question, Rob, is Mark Ryan, not Mark Ryan, the same off air? Also, I heard Lonzo owes lunch to Mark. Is there one more unpaid bet left to be finished, though?
I cannot comment, confirm,
nor deny,
or deny if the bet were still on, which I'm not sure if it was or not. Of course I would pay up because that's what I do, and I pay off completely, unlike other people, and that's all I'm saying because I don't want to get in trouble.
I would tell you that I've known Mark Ryan for... gosh, I don't know, 8 years now, I think, we started working together down in Destin. I would say he is largely the same person off the air as he is on it. I would tell you that, and I say this with the greatest of compliments, because obviously Mark's doing a phenomenal job, and his character, his caricature on air, that's not the right word, it's not a caricature, his persona on air, as is mine, is very similar to his real life, just a little bit louder. We're both, I would say, a little bit. I don't know. This is fair, though. I've been told this is both fair and unfair. I'm the same person I am on air. I'm just louder when I'm behind a microphone.
All right. I will only comment on you and say, yes, you are much louder on the air than you are off the air. Back in the day when, you know, you were here, we shared an office.
And, memories.
Yeah. And unless we talked to you, I mean, you know, you were doing your own thing.
I would say I'm probably slightly louder on air than I am. But again, my goal is to be the energy, man. I'm verbal. I'm audio Red Bull to get you through the second half of your day. That's my job. Mark,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah,
is
we don't want NPR. I mean,
no.
If you want that, go over there if you want. If you want Rob to talk about today in sports, it was very exciting. Who wants that?
Coming up tomorrow, we'll have a full breakdown of every NFL divisional round game. Who's moved on to their conference championships, and who's headed home. Plus, Drew Brees, is he the greatest quarterback of all time, and why is the answer yes? That's all coming up tomorrow on Thursday's edition of The Rob Brown Show with Rob and Lonzo. You got something. That's a pretty good NPR voice.
That is an excellent NPR voice.
That's a pretty good NPR
voice. That's someone who might actually have listened to NPR. But
I listen to NPR all the time. I'm a huge dork. Science Friday with Ira Glass is the greatest radio show that's ever been made.
I only listen to what I consider good radio, like this show and whatever show I'm on. But that's just me.
Tomorrow at 2:20 in the afternoon in combat sports for this weekend.
That's how we should do that segment tomorrow.
I hate to say this, but I'm going to say this. I've heard several people do an NPR voice on different stations, making fun of the NPR voice. Yours is excellent.
Yes! I've been practicing that for literally minutes. So there's that. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number. To finish up your answer, texter, at 71307. To finish up your answer, the answer is, yes, I would say Mark is largely the same guy off the air as he is on the air. He enjoys in his personal life taking those little stab to the ribs, and he's phenomenal at it. That is an entire compliment. I have been around Mark long enough to say I think I can get away with saying that without him wanting to fight me after the show.
Oh, I really have something to say there, but I'm not going to. At the risk of getting in trouble, my question to the listeners, if you have a bet and you lose said bet and the person you lost to doesn't approach you about paying up, did you really lose a bet? That's all I'm asking. I'm just.
Are you lost it? The question is, are you obligated to pay it up?
Well, you're obviously obligated to pay up if you lost, if you're a stand-up kind of guy. But until the person you lost to approaches you and asks you to pay up, well, then I will pay it eventually.
844-GSP ESPN 844-477-3776 is the number. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back here in just a minute. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Robin Lonzo with you today. To the texter who sent me the question claiming I wouldn't touch it with a 100-foot pole, I absolutely will, but it's not one that I am going to it's not one I'm going to make comments on a flyby segment. So if you'll give me a couple of days to put a segment together about that, and you can hold me to that. Text me again in a handful of days. Let me put some real thought into that conversation further. I don't, most 95% of questions that come in, I don't have an issue with answering them on the fly, but that one obviously is much deeper than your average sports question. So hit me in a couple of days. Let me get some thoughts together on that so that I can speak on it properly and appropriately, and I'll be happy to come back and answer that question for you, and you can hold me to that. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Do we care, truly care, about cheaters in sports? George Springer, who is one of the bigger names in the Astros cheating scandal of a couple of years ago, has just signed a massive 6-year contract with the Toronto Blue Jays, according to MLB.com. The deal is not yet official and has not yet been confirmed by the Jays, but it is simply pending a physical, according to multiple sources from the Major League Baseball Network, would be for a value of $150 million over 6 years, according to MLB.com's Mark Feinsand and MLB Network insider John Heyman, making it the largest contract in the history of the Blue Jays. Brandon Kuhn of BlueJaysNation.com was the first to report the agreement yesterday evening. Springer has been the Blue Jays' number one target all offseason, and while they pursued other notable free agents, basically all roads led to the 31-year-old center fielder becoming the newest member of the Toronto-based organization. This team has switched from a club that over the past couple of years has been working on developing younger players and has decided to engage in a win-now mentality. Springer was likely destined to either head to Toronto or to the Mets. They were the other team that was really pushing for them, but New York decided to add shortstop Francisco Lindor, and others put the Blue Angel that ended up putting the Blue Jays into the driver's seat. They have a little bit more flexibility than the Mets did. The Mets' final offer to Springer was about $120 million. The Blue Jays upped it to $150 million. Springer has been excellent with the Astros, career 270 and 852 OPS. The Blue Jays were attracted to Springer on top of his obvious outstanding play at the dish, but because he is a coveted star center fielder, phenomenal defensive player as well that fit really well into the Blue Jays organization. But again, the question mark is, this is just the most recent guy who was a heavy participant in the cheating scandal of the Astros from their World Series bid a couple of years ago to end up getting a big-time contract. We obviously have seen over the past couple of years, the New England Patriots were busted a couple of times. You had Deflategate. You had obviously stealing playbooks. You had camera crews going to practices they weren't supposed to be at, et cetera, et cetera. Yet the NFL has routinely, even all the way up until this year when Cam Newton showed up in New England, yeah, the NFL propping up the Patriots is one of their favored teams in the NFL. And obviously that's because when it comes down to it, winning and money takes precedent over everything. Zoe, have we reached a point as we're watching former Astros wrapped up in that cheating scandal get $150 million contracts, as the NFL was pushing for the Patriots to continue to be one of their target franchises for success in the NFL after their cheating scandals over the years, et cetera? Have we reached a point where we really don't care about cheating in our professional sports as long as there is success attached to it? Or is it feels like to me that's kind of where we are.
I think for some fans, yes. I don't know what the percentage is. I think there are some that are okay with it and some who are not. I think, unfortunately, there are probably levels of cheating in just about every program and every sport, depending on what you consider cheating. In this case, the guy getting another job, perhaps he's rehabilitated. Perhaps he is feels sorry and wants to move on with his life. Should he get another chance? I mean, it's forever going to be on his record, on his resume, but should he get another chance? I mean, and hiring someone like that, what you're saying is, come on and look at us. We're going to be on the up and up because they're going to be watching him closely.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, the employer is taking a big chance by hiring. So they believe in his skills enough that they're willing to take on the scrutiny that will come with hiring him.
Yeah, and they will. They absolutely will. They are going. I mean, he is, along with every other Astro from that era of that organization, are going to be followed very closely. And every little cough and twitch and bat slamming a trash can from now on is going to be scrutinized a thousandfold. But nobody, I don't know, man. It kind of seems like we all got over that real quick, right? Like we all got over what to me.
Well, there are degrees of cheating. Now, when it comes to Deflategate, Tom Brady should have been out of football. But, you know, that's just my opinion. but Spygate, not a surprise. trying to steal signs, not a surprise. And I think there are some people who are like, yeah, you know, he's just trying to get an advantage. I'm okay with that. But as far as like PEDs, that happens in football all the time, and people don't bat an eye about it. I mean, that's cheating, isn't it? I mean, you're taking a performance-enhancing drug to get ahead of the other players that you're going against. And most, I think quite a few people are just like, yeah, it's just part of football. So you may be right. Maybe cheating is more acceptable, but I think it depends on what kind of cheating it is.
844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Do you think we have stopped caring about cheating in sports? Do you think that we have stopped caring? George Springer getting a huge deal, or is this just a story of a second chance? Which, I mean, it might be, right? I mean, you don't want to hold something like that over a guy forever. At some point, you have to consider that his due was paid, right? You know, people are still, for instance, and I'll pull up an example because we talked about this a few months ago on the Rob Brown Show, of Michael Vick. People are still upset that Michael Vick has a job within the NFL. I mean, he's an analyst for Fox. He's not in the NFL. But and that guy went to prison for a while for the crimes that he committed. George Springer really hasn't faced any punishment at all for what he did. And I guess that's the thing to me about a second chance is that for a second chance to be a second chance, there has to be some type of comeuppance, some type of reconciliation made to prove that the second chance is justified. And I don't know that there has been one for the guys that were part of that scandal. Agree or disagree? 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us 71307. Tweet us at the Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo on Word, and at ESPN Upstate. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. You're listening to the Rob Brown Show. Rob, Lonzo, and you. This is ESPN Upstate. All right, I need to get something off my chest here for just a second. I need it to be established and known. This is a topic of conversation that is very near and dear to my heart. But I need it to be established and known officially and forever that Cool Ranch Doritos are the adverse to the other Doritos. I'm not adverse to the bad flavors of Doritos, or I should say the different flavors. But, Lonzo,
I think you just said it. You said bad flavors. So right away, you're saying regular Doritos are a bad flavor, but I will say to you, without regular Doritos, there would be no Cool Ranch Doritos. Regular Doritos, original Doritos, are the OG of Doritos, therefore the better Dorito.
No, that is not how OG or better works at all. In fact, if anything, there's a reason that the phrase new and improved is a phrase. The OG Doritos are just fine. If I'm sitting at the house and I got the snacks on and all you have is the red bag of Doritos, I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to turn them down. I'm just saying if you have the red and the blue bag ahead of me, call me Neo because I'm taking the blue one all day.
Nice reference there.
Thank you very much. I worked on that one. The Cool Ranch Doritos are, to me, obviously the superior Dorito. Just like, speaking of new and improved, the Cool Ranch Doritos are obviously the superior Doritos, just like the spicy Cheetos are the superior Cheeto. Regular Cheetos are just fine. I'll throw down some Cheetos all day long, but the spicy Cheetos are the clearly superior choice here.
See, now spicy Cheetos, I agree. Very good. And just like Cool Ranch Doritos, they're more of a mood thing. They're not an everyday kind of thing. The originals, the original Cheetos, the original Doritos, those are things you could eat every day for every meal. The Cool Ranch, they leave a very strong aftertaste that might take you a couple of rounds of brushing your teeth to get rid of said taste, unless you just love that taste all the time. Same with the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. man, you got to be in a mood for those, and you got to be prepared. With regular Cheetos, I mean, yeah, you're picking some out of your teeth, but with the Flamin' Hot, you got to make sure you have lots of liquid on hand, and there might be some that might hit you a little bit later, not to mention what hits you a lot later. So I guess maybe it's an age thing. I think these things came out when you were younger, and so you're more prone to like those better because you feel like they're more yours than the original. But the original obviously is better.
The original is not better. Listen, I'm not going to sit here, Zoe, and let you slander Cool Ranch Doritos by saying they're a sometime snack. Cool Ranch Doritos are always superior to the red Doritos. Always superior.
Let me ask you a question, though. Do Cool Ranch Doritos go with everything? Because regular Doritos do. Cool Ranch, you're going to get some clashing of taste with certain kinds of other portions of your meal, so you can't always eat them. And if you can't eat it all the time, then it's not superior.
There is nothing that you can eat red Cheetos with that you can't eat Cool Ranch Doritos with. Nothing. It's ranch. Ranch goes with everything.
Orange juice.
All right, if you're drinking orange juice and eating Doritos, you're a psychopath and need help anyway, man.
Possibly.
At that point, you've got bigger fish to fry than what color Doritos to eat.
Especially, large pulp orange juice. Because then you got the pulp of the orange juice, and then you got the residue of the Doritos, and it just
And why? Who drinks orange juice with extra pulp? What happened to you as a child?
I don't believe I ever said I did any of that.
I'm not saying you. I'm speaking to our metaphorical listener.
All right. There's someone out there. There are.
Who? And I've seen it before. And I'm like, do you know what your other option is to orange juice with large pulp? Just eat a damn orange.
Yeah.
Just eat an orange. You clearly just want an orange. Just eat an orange. I'm not trying to eat and floss at the same time. I'm not trying to drink my OJ and clean my teeth.
All right. Another question about Doritos. Burger with mayonnaise on it. Does it go well with regular Doritos or with Cool Ranch Doritos? The answer is regular Doritos because Cool Ranch and mayonnaise clash.
No.
And you can pick what kind of mayonnaise that you want, whether it's Duke's or Hellman's or whatever. It's going to clash with the Cool Ranch.
Friendly piece of advice that I learned very on. So you cannot pick whatever kind of mayo you want around here. You will use Duke's and you will like it.
Well, yeah, I know. I've heard those arguments and I've heard them for 24 years almost. And you don't tell me what to do. So I don't care. So you're saying mayonnaise and Cool Ranch go together because they don't.
I will eat a hamburger
mustard,
with mayo on it.
Mustard will work with regular Doritos. Will not work with Cool Ranch Doritos.
Well, when you hit me with mustard flavored Doritos, we'll have a talk about that.
Those are out there.
No, they're not.
Absolutely.
No, they're not.
I have to look it up.
Stop it. If somebody made mustard-flavored Doritos, we are going to have a serious conversation about the future of this country. That's not a thing. You've got to be mistaken, Lonzo.
All right. I'm looking at, what is that? That's
in Japan, apparently, you can purchase skin and mustard-flavored Doritos.
There you go. There's a lot of things in Japan you can purchase that I
would love
to try. Honey
chili Doritos? Oh, God, we got to chill. Text coming in to 71307. I don't understand why it is, though, that, like, every topic we'll get a text, and as soon as we bring up Doritos, the text line goes insane. At ESPN, let's see. Nah, bro, the purple sweet chili Doritos are number one, sweet chili number one, and Cool Ranch number two. I actually haven't had the sweet chili Doritos yet, Lonzo.
They're good.
Are they
really good? Yeah, they got a tanginess to them that's nice.
At ESPN, damn Rob, given the current political climate, haven't we had enough red versus blue? Let's just come together and blend the two and call it purple bag Doritos, the best. There are purple. That's what we're just talking about. As a matter of fact, purple is the sweet chili. I may very well pick some up this afternoon. I'm not gonna lie, I may have a taste test tonight. At ESPN, Lonzo probably eats plain Tostitos with no salsa.
That, my friend, dear texter, is communist, and I am not a communist.
I got to tell you, I think that's my favorite insult of the week. You eat tortilla chips with no salsa, you weirdo. That's beautiful. At ESPN, put Cool Ranch chips in a pepper grinder, and you can put it on burgers, etc. Facts. Zoe, I don't hate that idea as much as I initially thought I would, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that with a lot of things. You could also coat your chicken in it and fry you some chicken that way.
How have I never thought of that?
I don't know. Well, you love Cool Ranch. You've said you have, so yeah. You should be able to.
How have I never thought to grind it up and put the seasoning on a burger? That's brilliant. That is legitimately brilliant. This is a breakthrough, ladies and gentlemen. That is brilliant. And at ESPN, LOL, Rob thinks nacho cheesier is the original flavor. First off, Zoe said red was the original flavor. I assumed that it is. Am I incorrect? Was there a Doritos flavor before nacho cheesier?
No, Doritos original is the nacho cheese.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, maybe they were confused. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, that's as far back as I can remember. Was there a flavor of Doritos before Doritos became Doritos?
Now I'm going to have to look up when Doritos originally came out, because I don't know.
Now I got to spend 30 minutes after the show freaking researching Doritos. Apparently they used to make tortilla chips back in the day. Like, Doritos started as a tortilla chip, and then they started dusting with a flavor. Texter just said that taco was the OG Doritos flavor, a little bit before my time.
Really? I got to look that up, because I'm 52 years old, and my memory is failing, but I believe the original Doritos are the nacho cheese Doritos.
At Rob, I also just had some dill pickle Doritos, I swear. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Now I'm good. My search history after the show, Zoe, is going to seem like somebody who has an Doritos, Lonzo. I just have to say that it is very clear that obviously, Lonzo, the people who make Doritos are imbibing the same substance as the people who most love Doritos at this point.
I don't get it.
Weed, marijuana, Lonzo. The people making Doritos are using marijuana. That's the only way somebody said, oh, you know what'd be good? What if we sprinkled pickles on a Dorito? And then went with it.
Well, I got to say, obviously, weed was out before Doritos, so you're probably right. The people who decided, hey, let's smoke that and see what happens. I'm hungry. Let's make something that would go with that. And there we go, Doritos.
I want you all to know that 100%, either tonight or tomorrow night, I am going to make some hamburgers on the grill at the house, and I am going to crush Cool Ranch Doritos and season my burger with them. That's a thing that's happening. I'll have a full taste test down either tomorrow.
Yeah,
or
but
Friday.
You can't put anything else on it. It just that has to be your garnish. Because if you put something else on it, it's going to clash. I'm telling you.
At ESPN, walking into the gas station now to get a bag of purple Doritos. Damn it! Please don't tell my wife I'm breaking my New Year's resolution.
I just want to point out that Doritos are made out of corn. And the calorie count is not really that big. As long as you don't eat the whole bag, you're good.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and tell myself from now on that Doritos are healthy. Yes, I am. At ESPN, pickled Doritos, got them at one of your sponsors, Ingles. Really? Ingles is carrying pickled Doritos. All right. I mean, if they sell them in the small bag, I'll buy a small bag. So I'm not committing to the full bag. I'll buy a small bag.
Oh, come on. They're Doritos. How could they? There's no bad Doritos.
They taste like pickles.
Right, and if you eat those with your hamburger, it's going to be perfectly fine.
A44GSP ESPN, text us your Doritos takes at 71307. Quick break. When we come back, we talk about what you're talking about. We're guided around the world of Twitter trending topics next on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
It is that fun time of the show for Twitter trending topics, where I give Rob a topic and he tells you why it's trending without actually looking at it. Sometimes he gets it right. Well, for the most part, he gets it right. Because Rob is very knowledgeable at these things.
No, Rob has no life and spends far too much time on Twitter, is what you meant to say.
Yeah.
Accurately, by the way.
That's what I meant to say. All right, the first thing, trying to stay away from the politics, but I can't help this one, Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders is trending today, not because he's done anything. You know the meme that's been going around online for a while where Bernie Sanders, you know, there was a commercial a couple of years ago where in the commercial he said, "I must ask you again to donate to my campaign." I don't know why he has like the generic old man voice there. But anyway, it's turned into an internet meme where people will now have Bernie Sanders and he's saying, "I must once again ask you to," and then they'll fill in whatever the funny meme is at the bottom. Well, in that meme that has become famous online on Twitter for the past, and he showed up today to the inauguration in that exact coat. He showed up in the coat from the meme today, proving once and for all that Bernie Sanders owns one coat.
He looks really cold, too. I just want to point that he looks
very, very cold. Well, he's 98 years old. His circulation's not what it used to be.
That's a comfy coat, though. But
it does look very comfortable. And the hand-sewn mittens were a good touch, too.
You can look at them and tell they're hand-sewn?
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to look a little bit closer. Something I never thought I'd say about Bernie Sanders. all right. Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford. I'm not exactly sure why he's trending on Twitter. So instead, I'm just going to tell you what I know. Matt Stafford is going to go down as the most wasted quarterback of all time. That guy was Super Bowl caliber and never had an organization that played to him. That's all I know.
All right, maybe we have time for one more to squeeze in here. Space Force, just because I want to say Space Force.
Space Force has uniforms that make them look like M. Bison from Street Fighter. End of conversation. Ball-eyed Mark Ryan and Diesel taking off with it for Offsides. That's up next for Lonzo. My name is Rob Brown. Thanks for listening, y'all. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. This was the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.